Mr. President, I rise today with a very heavy heart, and I know the devastation and deep sadness I feel are shared by many in the Capitol, in Washington, and throughout America. For with the passing of former Congresswoman Tilly Fowler, America has lost one of her most accomplished and dedicated public servants, and I have lost one of my most precious friends. Tilly's remarkable record of public service is well known to many of our colleagues. It began over three decades ago when she worked as a legislative staff member on Capitol Hill. Her talents soon attracted the attention of Virginia Nauer, Special Assistant to the President for Consumer Affairs. It was there that Tilly and I worked side by side and bonded as lifelong friends. Following her marriage, she and her beloved husband, Buck, moved to Florida, where they would raise two wonderful daughters, Tilly Ann and my goddaughter, Elizabeth. In 1992, Tilly ran for the United States House of Representatives. Her popularity was so great that the incumbent congressman decided to retire rather than run against her. As those who served with her know, Tilly quickly earned a reputation as one of the hardest working and most effective members of Congress. She was recognized as one of the most thoughtful and visionary members of the House Armed Services Committee, and the 8 years she spent in the halls of the Capitol were full of accomplishments. She became the highest ranking woman on either side of Capitol Hill when her colleagues selected her as vice chair of the Republican Conference. Term limiting herself, she retired from Congress, but not from public service. Time and again, she was called on by our nation's leaders to serve in important and sensitive assignments. Tilly Fowler was a role model of what a servant of the public should be, and she was the finest friend that one could have. Loyal and caring, she was like a sister to me. Always there, always reaching out, always searching for ways in which she could help. Poet Robert Frost wrote, "As dawn goes down today, nothing gold can stay." Tilly was pure gold. She will live forever in my heart. Bob and I send our strongest support, our love, our prayers to Tilly's family.